cooks,
yeah.
You know, very strong show cooks.
But it's interesting, though, the variety of recipes that you've got in this book. I mean, there are an extraordinary variety of different foods.
Yes, and I've tried to present a real mix. So some of them are recipes that I felt were in danger of being lost,
yeah.
Forgotten, that I wanted to capture and remind people about. Some of them are, you know, well, many of them are show classics. You couldn't write a book on show cooking without having fruitcakes and sponges and scones in there. They're just, you know, they're the sort of staple of show competitions. And then some of them are the newer generation ones, the ones that are sort of starting to come in as, different groups of people start entering the world of show cooking and different sort of cultural influences. So it's a real mix, I hope.
Indeed it is. And, you know, things like chili jam, for example, because I love chili jam, as long as it's not too hot.
Yes, and, you know, that's a lovely recipe that's very simple. And I was keen to use that one in part because of the group that entered it. It was entered by a community group of disabled adults who grow all of their own produce in a community garden and then take that produce and make things with it and enter the show. It's just to me it was a great example of how, you know, shows are woven into the community and different parts of the community take part.
Well, there's no doubt that, you know, when you go to an agricultural show, I mean, one of the first things you head for is the big hall, which has got all the exhibits in it, whether it be flowers or plants or, tomatoes, potatoes, booze, beer, whatever, and all this lovely, these lovely goodies that these people make. And it never ceases to amaze me, just, you know, the variety that you get. And, of course, none of it... despite all the television shows, none of this is chefy food. It's all food that anybody could eat at any time.
Yes, and you know what? If you've done just a bit of baking or jam making, you don't even need to make a special trip to the supermarket. You've probably got the ingredients at home.
Absolutely.
You don't need a specialty shop.
Nope.
It's simple ingredients, and comes out of a tradition of country baking where you couldn't just head down to the supermarket and buy something. So you made things with what you had to hand, flour, sugar, eggs and butter from the farm and milk, and used them in clever ways. So it's, you know, I think it's a real surprise for a lot of people when they see just how simple some of these recipes are. And it, you know, begs the question, I mean, a lot of them you can make as fast as you can make a packet cake. So why would you?
Yeah, why would you? And not a piece of junk food to be seen, I might add.
No, that's right.
You know, I mean, anybody could eat any of these recipes, and you've got a whole book of 70 of them, some lovely stories, some wonderful pictures. Have you had time to test them yourself, some of these recipes yourself?
I've managed to make an awful lot of them. I'm still working my way through some. I had a team of 30 or so volunteer test cooks to help me. The logistics of doing that all on my own was sort of, you know, not feasible. But also, I wanted to make sure people who had very limited experience of making a particular kind of thing could follow the recipe and get it right. So, I like to find people who'd never made jam before, for example, to try, you know, Margaret's four fruit marmalade and things like that. So that was a pretty important part of the process. But I haven't managed to make all of them yet. But I'm planning.
You're working on it.
My way through them.
Well, you mentioned that you had volunteers. Of course, volunteers are the backbone of any agricultural show anywhere in Australia. Without them, you wouldn't have a show.
No, exactly right. You wouldn't. And you know, it's really important to remember that. And I don't know that people realise just how much work goes into creating a show. You know, for an event might only be on one day, but people will work for months in advance and then really intensively for weeks in advance to make it happen. So I know that most show societies are looking for volunteers, even if it's someone that just can come in and help, you know, take some notes while the judging's going on or, you know.
I think it's a great start for young people too, get them in on the ground floor as well.
It is. It's the best way to learn. You know, most of the show cooks I've met who have won lots of prizes started by volunteering as a steward in the hall and listening in to the judging sessions and being able to see what the judges were looking for, and they learnt an enormous amount that way.
But it's a lovely book, and look, I think people will love the recipes. I mean, you've got to have a go at some of them, I must admit. And they really are really nice. Some lovely stories too, published by Alan and Unwin, called the Australian Blue Ribbon Cookbook by Liz Harfall. What's next on the horizon for you?
Well, I'm working at the moment on another collection of stories about rural women, on from women of the land.
Excellent.
So yes, and there is a Western Australian woman who I've tracked down who's agreed to be part of it. So
good stuff.
So you stay tuned, Pat.
Oh, we might actually get to see you, Hidnaka. You were here a couple of weeks ago, weren't you?
Well, I was. I came over for the Kalamunda show, and we had a little sort of local launch of the book, and it was very exciting for me because, you know, Roma travelled up from Tambalup, and Robin came in from Perenjori, and it was just good to see, you know, the show cooks there and to touch base with them. And Margaret sort of came up too, so it was quite a little gathering. And I'm getting a few invitations for some shows in the spring, so I might be back.
Oh, great. Well, it'll be lovely to catch up with you in that case.
Yes, we'll have to try and do that.
We'll do that, indeed we will. And we look forward to the next one, Liz. When are you expecting to have it published?
Well, if I manage to finish the manuscript in between all these shows and show cooking adventures, theoretically it should be out about this time next year.
Excellent. All right, we look forward to that then, and we'll talk to you about that then, but we might catch up with you in the meantime. Thank you so much indeed for a lovely book, the Australian Blue Ribbon Cookbook. Liz Harfall joining us on the line from her home in the Adelaide Hills. Thank you so much indeed for your time. Really appreciate it.
My absolute pleasure, Pat.
Liz Harfall joining us here on 1422 Radio Great Southern.